Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. Lower Intermediate. The Lower Intermediate Podcasts are a series of excerpts of broadcasts from a live radio show. The main hostess of the show is Vanessa. Vanessa, together with her colleagues Nick, Alexander, Lisa and Denise, are interviewing their guests and provide us with information about some more common yet surprising and puzzling matters. First, you hear the entire excerpt and you're asked a general main idea question. Then you hear the same excerpt in two parts or in its entirety again. After each part, you are asked 3 to 4 questions on some of the details. In this broadcast, Vanessa is in the middle of a live show interviewing James Paul G. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
Hello, and welcome to our show. James Paul G is with us today to tell us more about his book, Everything Bad is Good for You. James, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
Your book's main argument is that playing video games is actually good for kids. So, James, do video games make kids smarter? I gotta tell you, I don't buy it.
Well, Vanessa, what are kids doing when they play these games?
They're wasting their time, if you ask me. Why do you think they're doing something useful?
Don't forget that computer games need a great deal of concentration and ask the player to plan, create strategies, and use tactics.
What are you driving at? Are you trying to tell me that computer games are actually beneficial for children?
In a nutshell, you see, these games offer a mental exercise that can benefit their overall development, as children give them their undivided attention and try to solve difficult problems.
I see where you're going. Sort of like a mental workout.
Exactly.
Okay, but what are they learning?
Well, not as much as they could. But if educators got together with software developers to make simulations that take, say, SimCity, Age of Empires, and Civilization...
Sorry to butt in. Those are all computer games, right?
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, if they could take these games, but use real information about what happened, and let people play alternate versions of history...
So they'd be learning as they play.
Absolutely. And not only that, what is our children's working environment going to be like in the future? It's sure to involve computers and rapid decisions.
So we could use computer games to train our children.
You've got it.
Thanks, James. This has been most interesting.
Now answer the following question. What does James think about computer games? That they can be good for children. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on some details. Part 1.
Hello, and welcome to our show. James Paul G is with us today to tell us more about his book, Everything Bad is Good for You. James, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
Your book's main argument is that playing video games is actually good for kids. So, James, do video games make kids smarter? I gotta tell you, I don't buy it.
Well, Vanessa, what are kids doing when they play these games?
They're wasting their time, if you ask me. Why do you think they're doing something useful?
Don't forget that computer games need a great deal of concentration and ask the player to plan, create strategies, and use tactics.
What are you driving at? Are you trying to tell me that computer games are actually beneficial for children?
In a nutshell, you see, these games offer a mental exercise that can benefit their overall development, as children give them their undivided attention and try to solve difficult problems.
I see where you're going. Sort of like a mental workout.
Exactly. Now answer some questions. One. Vanessa says,
I don't buy it.
What does I don't buy it mean? I don't buy it is an expression used when we want to show that we don't believe someone or something. 2. Vanessa asks,
what are you driving at?
What does what are you driving at mean? What are you driving at is an informal question and it means what do you mean? 3. James says,
in a nutshell.
What does in a nutshell mean? In a nutshell means using as few words as possible. Here, he means that Vanessa is basically right, but he doesn't want to repeat the whole thing. 4. Vanessa says,
I see where you're going.
What does I see where you're going mean? I see where you're going is an expression used to show the other person you understand what he wants to say, even if they haven't said it yet. Now listen to part 2. Part 2.
Okay, but what are they learning?
Well, not as much as they could. But if educators got together with software developers to make simulations that take, say, SimCity, Age of Empires and Civilization...
Sorry to butt in. Those are all computer games, right?
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, if they could take these games, but use real information about what happened, and let people play alternate versions of history...
So they'd be learning as they play.
Absolutely. And not only that. What is our children's working environment going to be like in the future? It's sure to involve computers and rapid decisions.
So, we could use computer games to train our children.
You've got it.
Thanks, James. This has been most interesting.
Now answer some questions. 1. Vanessa says,
sorry to butt in.
What does sorry to butt in mean? Sorry to butt in means sorry to interrupt. 2. James says, absolutely. What does absolutely mean? Absolutely means yes. 3. James says, you've got it. What does you've got it mean? You've got it means you've understood it. So here, James wants to show that Vanessa is right. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.